Turning our attention now to the ASX. Here's Matt Burney and Bulls and Bears with the latest public company views and interviews.
Welcome to Bulls and Bears, brought to you today by critical minerals developer Tivan Limited, ASX code TVN. I'm Matt Burney and I'm joined now by the executive chairman of Tivan, Grant Wilson. Hi, Grant.
Hi, Matt. How are you going?
I'm good. Okay, so Tivan is developing its Speewa fluorite and vanadium project near Wyndham in WA's Kimberley region, which it bought last year. In June this year, the company signed a strategic alliance with Sumitomo, which could lead to a formal joint venture with the Japanese giant becoming the sole distributor and marketer of Tivan's fluorite product. The company recently tabled a pre-feasibility study just into the fluorite within its Speewa project, and the numbers make for interesting reading. Okay, Grant, we'll get into that PFS in a minute, but firstly, I know you bought Speewa from King River Resources for about $20 million last year, and you've upgraded the resource since then. What is that resource?
Yeah, we upgraded it on a JORC basis in April to 37.3 million tonnes at 9.1% grade. There's a high-grade component as well, 8.6 million tonnes.
Okay, so you've just released a PFS just into the fluorite within Speewa. I know there's vanadium a little way away from this deposit. Let's get into some rapid-fire questions just on the fluorite PFS. Firstly, what's the initial mine life estimate?
10.5 years.
And how many tonnes of fluorite will you produce a year?
140,000 tonnes.
What's the initial CapEx estimation to get into production?
Yeah, it's low, especially for a critical minerals project, around $240 million.
And how long will it take you to pay that investment off?
The PFS found less than 3 years.
And how much money is this thing going to make a year on average over that 10-year mine life? Let's go with EBITDA.
EBITDA is $115 million a year.
And what's the pre-tax net present value of the project in today's money?
So that yields an NPV of just shy of $500 million, and the resource expansion pathway can push that further.
And how much will it cost you to produce a tonne of fluorspar? And what does fluorspar sell for in the market today?
C1 costs in the PFS around $300 US. Currently, and for the last quarter, China price around $630, so a 50% profit margin. In terms of use, high criticality use cases, especially for semiconductor manufacturing, where Australia's never participated, and also EV batteries.
Who buys fluorspar, and what's its price journey been over the last decade or so?
It's been trending up 6-7% a year, unlike other critical minerals, very steady trend. Our product market is Asia, so that would be Japan, Korea, India especially.
Now, I understand Tivan's been working on creating a joint venture for this project with huge Japanese industrial player Sumitomo. When do you expect that to be finalised?
Yeah, it's a special relationship that we've earned in Tokyo, and we're looking to close out the JV before the end of the year.
And what will Sumitomo's obligation be?
Well, they'll be a JV partner, and their focus is on the distribution into Asia and obviously project finance.
Grant Wilson from Tivan, thanks for joining me on Bulls and Bears. And remember, we're only here to give you information, not advice, which you should, of course, seek independently. I'm Matt Burney, and this is Bulls and Bears.
For more public company CEO interviews, go to the money page at 6pr.com.au and click the public companies tab.